Hey everyone, it's me, your favorite little kitty cat. I got a message from Mac about my testing. You know what? I want to share just a little bit of what I'm reading so that people can have sympathy for me. Okay, parts of the air brake system. The air compressor. The air compressor pumps air into the storage tanks, air tanks. The compressor is connected to the engine through gears or a V-belt. The compressor may be air-cooled or cooled by the engine cooling system that it may have its own oil supply or be lubricated by engine oil. If the compressor has its own oil supply, check the oil level before leaving. The air compressor governor. The governor controls when the air compressor will pump air into the storage air tanks. When the air tank pressure rises to the cutoff level about 125 pounds per square inch or PSI, the governor stops the compressor from pumping air. When the tank pressure falls to the cut-in pressure about 100 PSI, the governor allows the compressor to start pumping again. This is all stuff that I need to know on my test. Storage tanks are used to hold compressed air. The number and size of the air tanks vary among vehicles. Compressed air usually has some water and compressor oil in it, which is bad for the air brake system. For example, water can freeze in cold weather and cause brake failure. The water and oil tend to collect at the bottom of the air tank. Be sure to drain the air tanks completely. Each air tank is equipped with a drain valve at the bottom. There are two types of drain valves, manually operating by turning a quarter turn or pulling on a cable. You must drain the tanks yourself at the end of each driving day. Automatic, in which the water and oil are automatically expelled. They may be equipped for manual draining as well. The automatic types are available with electric heating devices to prevent freeze-up. The alcohol evaporator. Some air brake systems have an alcohol evaporator to put alcohol into the air system. This helps reduce the risk of ice in the air brake valves and other parts during cold weather. Railroad crossings, mountain climbing, or driving. You know where my mind's at. What else can I bore you with? Be in the right gear before starting downgrade. Shift the transmission into a low gear before starting down the grade. Try not to downshift after your speed is already built up. You will not be able to shift in a lower gear. You may not even be able to back into any other gear, and all engine braking effect will be lost. Forcing the automatic transition into a lower power at higher speed could damage the transmission and also cause loss of engine braking effect. What else? Driving in very hot weather. Check the tire mounting and air pressure. Engine oil keeps the engine cool as it lubricates it. Be sure that there is enough engine oil. Engine coolant. Never remove the radiator cap or any part of the pressurized system until the system is cooled. Steam and boiling water can spray under pressure and cause severe burns. If you can touch the air radiator cap with your bare hand, it is probably cool enough to open. Driving in the winter, driving in fog, driving at night. I haven't even touched my other stuff yet. But I need to study the air brakes. That's the biggie. I definitely need to go over this. So, I bored you enough. Bye.